This week, we travel all the way to Hawaii, where Justine Espiritu of Think Tech Hawaii catches up with members of the Waipaku FFA chapter. That's as part of the Hawaii Food and Farmer series on island agriculture.
Aloha, I am Justine Espiritu. Today, we are featuring the FFA, and specifically the Waipaku chapter. Thank you all for joining me. So we have Jeff Garvey, who is a teacher at Waipaku High School and also the FFA advisor. Mac Belbach, who is the current Waipaku chapter president. And next to Mac, we have J.R. Maiola. The Sentinel. Yeah. So I was surprised to hear that we have this like vibrant FFA program. So how is this in addition to what's already been taught in schools? How is this connected and why is it separate from the general curriculum?
Well, Mac can attest to this. to be a farmer, to do these projects that I expect of everybody, they have to step up. They have to step up and be a leader. Mm-hmm. It is extra work. And without that extra 110%, and every farmer knows this, you're not going to get anywhere. Mm-hmm. So for instance, we did a project with our culinary program, and they have reached out to us, and we reached out to them in a symbiotic way, and I sent Mac and some students up to create an aquaponic system for our culinary program. And they have their own little greenhouse, and when we have VIPs come and visit the campus, or the students themselves in the culinary department will come out and harvest herbs and whatnot, green onions, lettuces, and tomatoes to integrate into their cafe. And my students, Mac especially and JR, have been integral in getting that up and running as a side project.
Okay. JR, if you can kind of explain for the different options that are kind of available to develop those skills, what interests and what attracted you to FFA?
Well, for me, what attracted me to FFA is aquaponics in general. Because then, since I want to be a marine biologist when I grow up, I kind of wanted to grow fish too. So when I got into FFA, I learned a lot of different skills. For example, aquaponics, aquaculture. I learned how to take care of fish, how to grow fish in our own tanks. Because right now, and actually, in Waipaku High School, we grow our own fish. So right now, in our own system, we are growing tilapia that are hybrids of other tilapia. So it's like it has the colors of a koi, but it's basically tilapia. We can also grow native Hawaiian plants from this system. Actually, right now we're growing koas, and we can also we're growing green onions, mint, and a lot more.
For us, like Jared's mentioned before, is aquaponics is such a heavy thing in our school, and I think that's our speciality.
And it's because of the limited space you have?
Yeah, there's a lot of limited space compared to like Leilua, where they have, you know, massive areas where they can plant actual vegetables and do actual in-ground farming, and how they have live animals there. So they do live animals and such things like that. And Waipahu, we're mainly more of just aquaculture, aquaponics type of thing. Then we branch off more to like biotech, which is in kind of a small office area, but it still makes a huge impact. So we do have a lab. It's a small lab, but it is working. We also do algae-based projects there, such things like that to help correlate with other programs that's going on. So one thing that me and Mr. Garvey wanted to do coming up is raise saltwater fish in aquariums. And the basis for like small saltwater fish or baby fish is you need a food product, and that food product would be algae for us to feed the baby fish. So basically we're trying to just get everything to correlate with each other, whether, you know, we're always trying to just conserve energy or, you know, be sustainable, which is another key word that our school likes to bring up a lot when it comes to agriculture, is how can we become more sustainable and waste less. Like Gerald, who's the fish guy, and I'm also co-fish guy with him. Basically what we do is we backflush to clean the tanks. We don't waste the water. We're sending the water into either this grassy area or these two plotted areas of plants, and we're pouring water into there. So we're trying not to waste as much water as we can, basically. So yeah, there's a lot of things going on in just such a small area that most people don't realize.
Okay. You, Jeff, can kind of explain how these agriculture skills kind of lead into other maybe leadership skills or things that they can take with them, even if they don't pursue food production.
Being in charge of a live system, whether in Mac's case, greenhouse management, JR, greenhouse management, fish, plants, any living system is extremely difficult to not only care and manage for, but to make it productive, to make it business worthy. And I can't think of any other better way to hone your leadership skills with something as difficult as that.
Yeah. So we have a couple of new students on. We have Lily Feliciano, and we also have Alana Miyashiro. So thank you guys so much for coming in. If we can start kind of with maybe what your specialty is within the program or your kind of focus and get an idea of your general, what attracted you into the program?
I recently moved here from Vegas, so I came from a place that was completely desert, you know, nothing really grows in Vegas, to a place where everything is green, and I've never even heard of FFA until I moved down here. And so I thought it was different, and I thought it was interesting, and I love being outdoors, and I like the change of seeing green and grass, and so that's why I joined FFA. I'm in environmental resource management, so we focus on a lot of conservation and things like that. And so we go out to places like Puhala Marsh, and we study the natural or the native plants there and the native animals. And we go out to elementary schools and we outreach and we teach them about conservation and adopt a forest and things like that.
Okay. What about for you?
My specialty is environmental resource management as well. I focus more on the cultural context of places, so like Puhala Marsh, the cultural context.
And you guys talked about doing some outreach at maybe the elementary schools.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little more about that?
So we took coa seeds, yeah.
Coa seeds.
Yeah, and we helped the kids plant them. And then once their seeds sprout, then we're going to take them out into the forest and plant them because we need to restore native forests.
And you joined FFA, you hadn't heard of it before.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? Did you already have an agriculture background, or were you coming from the conservation background, or did the program kind of help shape that direction for you?
When I joined the Academy of Natural Resources, which was then a pathway, I had no idea that these kind of things were open to me. Because you know, in intermediate, you take that aptitude test, you put in a few keywords and they tell you, marine biologist, veterinarian.
Yeah.
I got marine biologist and I went off of that and I realized that's not what I want to do. I like fish, but I like conservation because it focuses on the environment as a whole, you know?
Yeah. So we have a couple of new students on. So thank you guys so much for coming in. Do you want to introduce who we have now?
So right now what we have is Jeremiah and Macy, and I'm going to let you guys describe your roles in FFA.
My role in FFA is the vice president.
And then as a role for me in FFA, I'm actually the secretary, so I take in and I do all the roles and the meetings. We're actually both in biotechnology too. So last year we were actually able to start up biotech, so then we were working with microorganisms and starting up algae.
And then I'm working in tissue culture, which is getting tissues from the plants, which is you're going to create the clones inside a controlled media, and then I can use that for our grow beds so we can grow a lot more faster.
I heard Waipahu High School received some sort of recognition or certification nationally.
Oh, yeah.
For that, me and Mace are actually a really big part of that with some other students. I believe it's, what was it called, the
NCAC, so National Academies
Certification, something along the lines of that. Yeah, and what they do is they come down and they see if your school should be certified as an actual academy. You know, we do have the basic status of us being a natural resource academy, but it goes on a whole national mm-hmm. level. And we were the first ever model status natural resource academy in all of the United States. We FFA was a big part incorporated into that because all the students that take the classes are in FFA, most of them. Most of the main people here all take Garvey's classes and are in FFA. So all of that was just combined together to help us reach that whole status of becoming the first ever model status in Hawaii. So it was mm-hmm. a pretty big feat. You know, it's at the point where you realize all the hard work has finally paid off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, that actually wraps up all the time we have. I just want to say thank you again so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Well, again, a special thanks to ThinkTech Hawaii for that piece.